To all the saints of God, we say peace be unto you, praise the Lord. We're going to be real quick because the time is very well spent, but it has been very well spent. Thank the Lord for that. I am so encouraged. So we're going to omit our prayer. We're just going to ask God to thank him so much, for first of all, for his loving kindness and his tender mercies. We thank him so much. We worship him right now today. We thank him for Elder Eric, Sister Jenny, Yoni, and the children, and Minister Wheeler, who couldn't make it today, and all the saints of God throughout the entire earth. All the men and women of God, how he blessed us and kept us. Oh my God, gave us his word, which is truth. We thank him so much for giving us this opportunity to hear his word and obey, and to let him be glorified in us, to fulfill the purpose for which he created us. I'm so glad. And it's because of his grace, his mercy, because of his redeeming power, the right hand of the living God to save us. Because of what he did, we thank you, Father. We ask that you continue to lead in God as you have led today, giving us a beautiful service. Thank God for the word coming from the man of God, Elder Eric Smith. Thank God for it, Lord. We pray, Lord, that even now that you will lead us, continue to guide all of us as we continue to seek your word, seek your truth, and go towards it. That you give us a heart, a humble heart, to receive your truth. Yet make us bold to speak your word, to lift up our voice like trumpets, to declare your truth to this generation and throughout eternity. Because we know that you love us, Lord, we love you. Yes, we love you, Lord. We love your word. We love it. Your word. They are spirit and they are life. We have come to know them. We receive them in our heart, Lord. Yes, Lord. Live in us. Yes, Lord. Walk in us. Yes, Lord. You are causing us to walk in the garden. Yes, Lord. In your presence, Lord, we thank you. We will forever give you the glory, the praise. Glorify yourself in us. Yes, Lord. We know you love us, Lord. And we love you with all of our hearts, soul, mind, might, and strength. Everything that we have, we love you, Lord. We love one another. These are the blessings that we ask of you. And thanks that we give to you, Lord. In your precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Truth, I want to say again that this is the spirit of truth and love. We are the sons of Jesus Christ, the sons of God. And we live and dwell in the city of the living God. In his presence, yes, Lord, where there's only truth and love, where there's no lie at all. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank him so much because he came and rent the veil, gave us the right to the tree of life. Yes, Lord. We can walk right through the veil and into his presence because of his blood that covers us. The way he intended from the beginning. Second man, Adam, has made the way. Yes, Lord. Even God Almighty himself. There was none that could save us. Not one. Yes, Lord. Only God can save us. Let me make that clear. This is why people, when talk about Trinity, you have to be really careful. When you start talking about Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you try to separate three things. There is only one thing that can create us, that can save us, and that can call us to live forever. It's only God. Nothing else can do it. Nothing else can do it. That's what he was showing us. Jesus Christ had to be God. That's why they asked him the question like you said last time. Mm-hmm. Do you have power to forgive sins? Right. They knew only God can do that. Only God can do that. We thank God to know, yes, Lord, he redeemed us. It's only God that can save us. He searched the heavens. He searched it. There was none found. No one. He's telling you there was nothing that could save us. Only God can do it. Stop looking for trees and sticks. Or some man to walk up to you. Yes, Lord. If it's a man, it's going to be God himself. Amen. That can save us. Yes, Lord. And it was God. Only God can do it. We thank you, Father. Yes. Yes, Lord. Saved us from eternal damnation. I just want to say thank the Lord so much. Thank you, Lord. He's been so good to us. We don't deserve that goodness. Yes, Lord. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, Lord. But by his grace and his mercy, yes, Lord, we can walk upright. Yes, Lord. Sins forgiven. We can be perfect. Contrary to what other people say. They say we cannot be perfect, but we can. Yes, but not only can we, but we must be perfect. To dwell in his presence, there must be perfection. That's what he's telling us. Yes, Lord. If there's any lie, it will burn up. Anything that's not true, that stand in his presence, will be cast out of his presence. So we seek him with all of our heart to make sure that when that thing, the tempter comes, know what the tempter's doing. He's trying to get you to disobey, as the Lord said. He'll give you something that, did God say that? In many cases, God has not said something. He'll say, God said. Yes, Lord. That brings us to, we believe as well, many of the topics that we cover in the God family. It's amazing how you begin to talk about the trees. How God has led us as well to talk about the trees of righteousness. Amen. You got to begin to see some stuff. Yes, Lord. How he tied these. Yes, Lord. These branches. Oh, my God. The glory of these trees. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm telling you, others, we just walk. Didn't know nothing. Just walk. We just got to keep paying attention. Yes, keep paying attention. Yes, Lord. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wash our hands and cleanse our hearts, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give us a clean heart, a pure heart, that we may see your face. Yes. All our troubles are going to pass away. We will know the truth, and we shall be free forever. Let's look quickly, please. I thank God so much. I can't thank him enough. Let me just remind you. Let's see. Let's just go to 1 John, the 3rd chapter, the 1st and 2nd verse. We want to remind you that we are the sons of God. I always want to tell you that. There's so much tied up in you and us understanding who we are. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, 1 John, the 3rd chapter. I have an intern in my job. One of the things he said is, I want to build my confidence. I want to speak before people. And I was telling him, one of the number one things is you have to know who you are. You have to know the authority that you're given. Those that have put trust in you, they have given you certain authority. And you walk in. You know your purpose. You know what it's about. You know it's not about getting into your emotions, but about doing what they ask you to do. And they have given you the power to do that. He gave you the power. God has given us the grace. Yes, Lord. And he's given us grace, oh yes, to do his will. We can walk boldly. The same one that gave us dominion, yes, Lord. He knows we can walk in the authority that he gave us. And if we, when we had sinned, he made us to know that I gave you the grace to do my will. Yes, Lord. We don't have to worry about nobody saying, well, you did that. God is the one who has given us authority. He is the one. He is our Father. Yes, Lord. Who are you? That's why he comes trying to be somebody's father. The devil. Don't try to tell us, give us a direction. Amen. A command. Are you crazy? Commandments come from God. Amen. Your commandment is worth... excuse me. Right. I'm almost done. I'll catch myself for a minute here. It irks you, man. When you really think about it. Something got a nerve. And as you just said, what's once there as well, you got a nerve. I'm trying to come as the saints of God. I understand what David said. If he came to Goliath, and hey, you're going to come before the people, are you crazy? You got to be nuts, man. I'm going to remove your head. That's how stupid you are. Coming for the armies of the living God. You know good well he's going to defend it. He is not going to let you get up. Mama, I tell you what. Anyway, we stopped fearing and we have stirred up the Spirit of God. Not only we did it, but he did it. He showed us what his Spirit's about, and it's the Spirit of truth. When we see truth, we walk in it. Yes, Lord. I'm sorry. So I just, no matter what we're facing, I'm just so, this is why we have to come, saints. And I want to encourage you as well. You'll see. Just keep reaching when you come. Don't be fooled by how many people are here. I'm telling you, you better soak it up. It's kind of like the virgins that were waiting, you know? And then it's a cry came. Go ye out there for to meet him. Do you have oil? You better load up. You better load up right now. The time's gonna come when you have to walk, you have to go. The question is, have you filled up your oil? Have you been reading the word? Have you been praying? Do you know the truth? Do you know it for yourself? Yes, Lord. Oh my goodness, it's gonna be night. Yes, indeed. Can we turn quickly to 1 John, the 3rd chapter? Oh my goodness. 3rd chapter, I'm gonna begin at the first verse. I wanna remind you again. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. The world's not gonna know us. Can you get it? When we say his word, they're not gonna know us. They can't see, they're blind. All right. Oh my goodness. Second verse. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We are the sons of God. That's why we keep telling. Yes, Christ was the Son of God. He was the only begotten Son of God. But he came to make us the sons of God. Yes, Lord. That's been the whole purpose. I'll say like I said last time before. If that was the case, and God is, he can do it anytime he wants to. When Christ was here, he would have drove everything out. He would have just stayed right on earth and just drove everything, all the evil, and just ran it all out of it. You see what that? That's all he had to do. And nothing can stand up against him. They were trembling, all the demons. Are you coming to torment us now? Before the time? They knew he was there. They knew that's God, man. We're in trouble, man. And you know what they're going to say to us? Same thing. That's what we're telling them now. You better start trembling. Because we know the truth now. But we are going to obey it. That's the difference. Bring us alive if you want to. We're going to catch you out of it. God's word is truth. Yes, Lord. And it's life. And we are going to live forever in the house of the Lord. As King David said. Yes, Lord. You will not beguile us. God is the Father. And we are his sons. That's right. I thank you so much. Thank you, Father, for creating us. Continue, it says, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure.
Yes.
He is perfect. We must purify ourselves. This is why we tell you things. We must purify ourselves.
Yes,
if we want to see him.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that's not like him has to go. Even if it hurts.
Yes,
we try to tell those that we love. Try to tell them. Can you see the reason? Don't look at everything else.
Yeah.
Just see the truth of God. Don't forget about how it happened. We can get past all that. Just recognize the truth that God has brought us to. That if he's purifying us, preparing for us to meet him,
yes,
to dwell with him, and live with him forever. That is my only goal. It's our only goal. Yes, Lord. To live forever with God. Every time I think about it, it brings you. Yes, Lord. You can't hardly hold yourself back, Lord. Because I know that I'm worth nothing without God. Yes, Lord. I know there is no life without Jesus.
Amen.
There's only death. That's what he's been telling you. If you don't obey his commandments, you will function in death. Yes, Lord. That's why we come to this. I'm going to try to keep going. I know the time is well spent. Let's also just quickly look at Revelation, the 19th chapter. So I want you to know, 19th chapter, about the 11th verse. The word of God. The name of Jesus.
Yes,
he was the Word made flesh.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. trying to tell him over and over again, I am the truth. Yes, Lord. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the direction. Yes, Lord. I am the truth. I'm pure truth and life. He's talking about the tree of life. Don't you see what he's doing? He's pointing right back to life again. We will function in death. If you hurry up, you listen to a lie.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. The 19th chapter, 11th verse. Revelation, the 19th chapter, 11th verse. It says, and I saw heaven open, and behold, excuse me, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness, he doth judge and make war. So you see what he's saying, saints? This is how we fight. Righteousness. Judgment. We don't fight. We ain't got to swing it, nobody. We ain't got to be fussing, arguing. All we got to do is speak the truth. That's it. Faithful and true. That's it. That's how we fight. Enemy wants you to get all the other stuff stirred up in you. So you start trying to do other stuff. You're trying your best to swing, you know, mad and emotional, all that stuff is going on. Just speak the truth. That's it. In love. That's all we got to do. The 12th verse. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. He crowned him Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. The 13th verse. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. We know who that was. We know who that is. And his name is called the Word of God. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. I am the Word. Yes, Lord. That's what he said. The Word is truth. We must find and keep his words. He said, if his words dwell in us, we have life, eternal life already in us. Get it. I'm telling you, eat him now. Eat his words. Yes, Lord. Drink his blood. Yes, Lord. They didn't understand. It was his word. We are so thankful. Yes, Lord. To have the word of God. Yes, Lord. The truth. Just remind you real quickly that Christ, when he was here, we won't read this one. If you just read John, the 9th chapter, about the 5th verse, when you get a chance, he said he was the light of the world as long as he was here. But then in Matthew, the 5th chapter, 14th verse, he told us that we are the light of the world. Yes, Lord. Let me remind you again that now are ye the light of the world. Yes, Lord. If you have Christ in you, dwelling in you, and we do, we are now the light of the world. Let's look real quickly. Just want to remind you about salvation.
Yes.
The 19th chapter about the first verse. Acts. The 19th chapter about the first verse. You must be born again of water and spirit. Yes. That's Jesus commanded. Then we'll go to some quick reading. I think we'll have just enough to go, maybe a couple of minutes. We'll close out. So Acts, the 19th chapter, the first verse. It's still correspondent, and then we'll go to... Sorry. So here we are. Excuse me. And it says, if you did Acts, the 19th chapter, the first verse, we're going to read through about the 7th. We're going to move kind of quickly. It said, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, everyone, number 2.
He said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be the Holy Ghost.
So he come and asked them, have you received the Spirit of God? The Holy Spirit, have you received him? They hadn't heard of it. Third verse. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. You notice he goes right for water and spirit. Right for it. Just like Jesus said. Except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter. He goes right and says, have you received the Holy Ghost? Okay, why? How are you baptized?
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Let's continue on.
Then said fourth verse. Mm-hmm. Then said Paul, John is very baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him which come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus.
Yes. Fifth verse. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see why we keep saying baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
No, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the name is Jesus.
Amen.
That's good. We find no examples where they baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Saying that name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what they did. So we must be born again. We must be buried. Let's continue to 7. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. That's why I always want to encourage those that are seeking the Holy Ghost. The tearing church, he laid his hands on them. They received the Holy Ghost. See, they get stuck on tearing church. The Holy Ghost will receive anything you want. Let him in. Yes, Lord. It's the Spirit. Yes, Lord. 7 verse 81, please.
And all the men were about 12.
So 12 men there. Heard the word from Paul. Obeyed. Went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
the they received the water and the Spirit just as Jesus commanded.
Yes.
That's the question that we have for everyone that comes to God. Looking for God. They cannot see except they have been born again. Like this old says, you can't join. You have to be born in it. And we have been born. Yes, Lord. Again. You're wondering why we have so much drive. It's not because we have so much strength. We get tired like anybody else do. But it's like fire shut up in our bones. The spirit, the fire that's in us, that keeps driving us on. We must have truth. Yes, Lord. Our time is up. I just want to say to you, we're not going to get to a lot of today, but I want to just mention to you that we're still going to be looking over. Remember, one of the main topics we're talking about is the principles of the family. We're going to have to hammer it home.
Amen.
That's right, because that's what God has led us to. And we talked about last week, again, we covered, but from the beginning, it was not so. And we reminded you that even we had been taught otherwise. We've been taught that. He said, but from the beginning it was not so. That means that way from the beginning, it was just Adam and Eve. But he was doing away with the family, which people don't like us to say. A man with more than one wife. They were saying that Christ was doing away with that when he said, from the beginning it was not so. But we want you to do your research as well. And you'll see, when he referred to Moses, it was not what he was talking about. The truth is going to make us free. The truth. The truth is, he was dealing with divorce and putting away. He was not dealing with Solomon or David or anyone else. Okay? That is the truth. Right? That's what it's about. So that's the truth. And that's what we're going to tell you the truth. Because in the truth is healing. Yes, sir. For the whole land. Yes, sir. In the truth is healing. I know it's not going to be light. You know, Christ already told me that. I know people are not going to like us. We had to learn to get used to that as well. But we're going to be talking a lot about divorce as well.
Amen.
This actually ties to divorce. As a matter of fact, it is a rejection of divorce.
Amen.
He said, it is a rejection. And the world, they have been doing it just rampant. And they're wondering why all the kids in the schools, and they're having all kind of problems. The prayer's been taken out of the schools. You know why they took it out of there? The family would throw up. It would throw up before they did it. It was getting worse and worse. Baby boomers came along. They were having children all over the place. They were divorcing and married ladies. They divorced her. One of them married them. Babies were running everywhere. And now we're seeing the result. We're seeing the result now. And it was already happening. But it ran rampant. So we have to deal with divorce. And we're going to ask a lot of questions. I'm closing out for sure then. I would like to ask you. I want to ask you to do your research on divorce. Ask every question you possibly can. Because there are certain things like, what was divorce from the beginning? What was it even when Moses suffered? You're going to find it never was the case for a woman to divorce her husband. Never was. She could leave. Then you can never do that in the first place. Not with them. It was a man's right. I know they don't hate when you say that. But Christ came and said, even that one. Moses suffered that. That's not my will. So we have to study divorce. If the world wants a true healing, it must receive God's words. If they want to see it, everything turn around, you must receive His word regarding the family. Or it's not going to change. It's going to get worse. I'm closing out now. But they have a new show called Empire. You heard that? Empire. Having Seafire. Oh, my goodness. Awful. Yes, Lord. It's just awful. They were on the radio saying, hey, on the radio, I had to turn the radio on. And they were saying, this show is an awesome show. I watched the other 2 million tons of that. Right? It was awful. They walking up to each other like the man and the woman. I mean, just kissing all over. Right there. Oh, it's awful. They say that was the best show. Remember, saints, we are the salt. The salt that has lost its savor. Where would it be salted? That means He's going to shake us out. But we have to be used. Right? Remember that. I'm not worried about them. What we got to do is make sure that we only focus on truth. And when we need to, don't let them moments slip away. I mean, because this moment's going to come when you can speak the truth. And I'm telling you, they pop up sometimes when you don't expect it. Be ready. Be ready. Always to give an answer of the hope that's in you. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. So I'm going to say now, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord preserve your strength. May the Lord be gracious unto you and lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, let us all say, Amen. 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 I now give way back to the elder Eric Smith.